Apollo 10 Houston, we noticed you got Delta V, or correction, inertial velocity 36314. We had difference by 1 foot per second, and you got minus 6.5. We got minus 6.52, or...
Well, I don't know why you guys sent me the data. I would argue over 200ths of a degree anyway. Nobody knows it that well.
All right, we were just trying to tell you how well off you are.
Roger.
Never doubt. What'd you guys get for Delta V?
Well, we're looking at 1.2 on Delta V.
Outstanding.
Apollo Control, spacecraft now 129,835 nautical miles from Earth, traveling at a velocity of 5,701 foot per second. We'll be passing up to the crew the maneuver pad, all the numbers needed for preparing to do the mid-course correction burn number 6, which will be in the neighborhood of 1.2 feet per second. Also, the entry pad, which will have all of the numbers needed for the ranging and spacecraft steering during entry, as well as times of entry events such as drogue chute deploy, main parachute deploy, splashdown, and so on. These numbers will be refined after mid-course number 6, and additional tracking is acquired and processed here on Earth. We'll continue to stand by on live air-to-ground as the conversation continues with Apollo 10.
Apollo 10 Houston, we have some dope on the exposure setting for you. Turns out the whole film, of course, has to be processed the same way. So if you're going to use a whole magazine for exterior shots, that is a whole magazine, your exposure setting should be F11 at 1/250th. If you want to use part of the film for, part of the magazine for interior shots, then do your exterior shots at F22 and 1/500th, over.
Jack, I missed part of that. I understand exterior shots with the 16 millimeter interior is F22 at a 500. That's all I heard. Houston is 10.
Okay, 10. How do you read me now? Over.
Okay, why don't you repeat that for me, Jack, would you?
Okay, since the whole film's got to be processed in one batch, if you want to use the whole magazine for exterior shots, your setting should be F11 at 1/250th. But if you want to use part of the magazine interior, then do the exteriors at F22 and 1/500th, so that all the pictures will come out all right when they're processed, over.
Okay, I got that. Thank you very much, Jack.